everybody, and welcome to my new and improved podcast. Actually, this is a sampler show, if you will. It's more like an introductory test. It's going to be a shorter, just a little sneak peek, if you will, of the first episode, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. My name is Stephanie Bree. I'm a blogger and a writer, former journalist, podcaster, etc., etc. Content creator extraordinaire. Welcome to my world, and thank you for coming into my place where I will entertain you and educate you. So this is sort of a revamp of a couple of podcasts I've done in the past. So the first little piece, template, I'm going to do what's basically like a just a little brief little intro. I'll kind of give you a recap of what's been happening in the world or in my life, and then I'll, you know, things that are relevant to the show and to, you know, things that are relevant to me. Give you kind of a rundown of the topics that I'm going to go through. Each topic is going to be in its own little segment. Each segment will dictate what I talk about. For example, there's a video game segment, video games and computers segment. There's a horror segment where I'll only talk about horror topics. There's movies and TV shows segment, toys and board games, politics, where I'll talk about current events, politics, and things that are related to transgender issues. I got a comics segment that's going to be fun, comics and comic books and things of that ilk. Music segment, and then of course just general rambling, and then towards the end something very, very special that I'm not going to reveal in this little preview episode. So enough of the intro. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Hope you enjoy this little segment teaser bumper, and I'll be right back with our video game preview. Stay cool.
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show!
With the Mario Brothers and plumbing's a game, we're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sink is in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. Hooked on the brothers.
Okay, so very first episode, I want to take, I want to kind of get back into something. I want this show to be more similar to what I originally envisioned my first iteration of this podcast to be, which I've, you know, revamped a couple of times. I'm talking about a video game topic, and I want to keep it to a single topic each segment, or at least one or two topics at most. So this preview sample, I'm going to ask the question, but I'm not going to get into answers right now. But this is the topic that I'm going to dive into for the first episode. And I'm going to try to answer the question, what is hypothetical, what would the gaming world look like if Nintendo had never existed? I think this is going to be a fun topic. It's sort of a continuation of other thought exercises of, like, you know, what would have made the Sega Master System successful, or could the 3DO have been a success, etc., etc. I'm going to have, like, fun topics like that. I'll also get into, like, current events things. Maybe I'll talk about Nintendo Switch, the direction they're going. I might talk about PlayStation 5 and how do you navigate the, you know, world of scalpers, etc., things like that, retro gaming. I'm going to have so much fun with it. I've been gaming, real quick, just kind of a, because just for a preview episode, I've been gaming since the 80s. I'm mostly into retro gaming and retro style gaming, vintage, classic gaming, etc., things of that nature. I'm primarily a PC gamer, but I also like classic console gaming, and I do sometimes play modern games. I have a PS4, and I play games on that. So I'll talk about a whole spectrum of gaming related topics. So that's kind of what you're going to get here. But that's the first topic I'm going to tackle when I get to it. And then I'm going to kind of go from there and see if there's any current events kind of discussion that might maybe be relevant to that. So I hope you enjoy that topic. And please be sure to bookmark your calendar, because the full episode that this one is previewing will go live September 7th this year. That's my birthday. I'm so excited. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and come back with some horror discussion.
Thank you.
I'm going to start this off by saying I love horror. Horror is absolutely my favorite genre of like anything. And so this is going to be my most fun segment. This is the segment I'm going to devote the most of my effort and energy to. So I hope you are, if you're a horror fan, I hope you enjoy this podcast. I am going to sort of market it as a horror podcast. Primarily, this is where I'll talk about horror things, and I've got a juicy horror topic for the upcoming first episode. So again, this is a preview episode to kind of give you a little taste of what's to come. So I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to try to see if I can give my thoughts on it, because in the horror community, it's very well understood that just like any other segment of, you know, like comic books and video games and, you know, art and things of that nature, things are kind of broken up into periods or eras, and it's often regarded a lot of times people view the 80s as sort of the golden age of horror. So I'm going to ask the question, is the 80s truly the golden age of horror? And I might try to define what I think a golden age is and if I agree with that sentiment or not. So that's kind of what I'm going to talk about in the horror section. Primarily, I'll keep all things horror in the horror segment. So, like, I'm going to be talking about horror-related, you know, movies, or toys, or collecting, or collectibles, etc. Probably keep it in the horror segment. Although, I will probably not keep horror video games in the horror section. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. Because I kind of want to keep video games kind of loose and open-ended, but there you go. I hope you're excited for this upcoming episode, and I hope you can't wait to hear what my thoughts are on if I do think the 80s are the golden age of horror. I'll be right back with my general movies and TV topic. Stay cool. Or should I say stay chilled? This is kind of going to be a more meaty topic as well. Sometimes I might have a more horror-related stuff that I can't keep it all contained in the horror topic. So it might bleed over into this segment, and I'm okay with that, which is what's going to happen in this first episode. Sometimes I'll try to keep this one, you know, maybe I'll talk about comedies or musicals or westerns or something fun. But the very first episode, I'm very excited to talk about my thoughts on the Twilight Zone. And the reason why I want to talk about the Twilight Saga for the first episode is I just watched all 5 movies of the Twilight Saga, for the very first time. And I have never seen these movies before. I have loads of thoughts. Now, I love vampires, and I love horror, and I love romantic movies. Vampire movies are very romantic. So, did I like Twilight? What did I think of it? Is it rubbish? Is it Shakespearean magic? I don't know. We'll find out on September 7th. But this is going to be fun. I'm going to talk about movies and TV shows. And a lot of it will be nostalgia-focused, but there will be new stuff as well. I really am excited for this new format of this new show, and I really hope that you're getting pumped as you listen to these segments and you get like, oh my god, she's like making an awesome show. And you can't wait for September 7th when I give you the full show. I'm excited.
Crashing through the skies,
da-da-da-da. The Transformers. I can't do the voice. La da da. Oh, wait, no, we were just listening to G.I. Joe theme. And I'm talking about Transformers. Okay, so I'm a, in addition to being a gamer and a horror fan, and obviously I'm into retro stuff. You know it. You know I'm into toy collecting. I talked about it. And my previous shows, I made toys a big part of my things I talked about, and a big part of my audience were people who come and listen to my thoughts about toys. So yes, I'm going to have some awesome, awesome toy topics. This first episode, I'm going to tackle a doozy. I'm going to try to see if I can definitively define in my interpretation what I believe is the entirety of the quote-unquote Generation 1 of Transformers. Do you count, is it like retro gaming where you count things that are retro-esque or retro-aesthetic as retro, or does it have to be actually of the time period? Or perhaps there's a more lenient or even more strict definition of what we can classify as Generation 1. I'm going to play around with it and have some fun with it. Spoiler alert, I'm a gigantic Transformer nerd and I love Transformers above all other toy lines, but it's not the only toy line I collect, so I will definitely be talking about toys, 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 toys. Now this is going to be my toys and games, cards, board games, etc. Dungeons and Dragons, tabletop games, fantasy, role-playing games, cosplay, whatever falls under this little umbrella we'll be talking about here. So yeah, come back if you want to find out if Generation 1 includes Beast Wars or not. I can't wait.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I've got to be direct. If I'm wrong, please correct. You're standing on my neck. You're standing on my neck. You're standing on my neck.
La 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 la. Remember MTV? Remember when MTV made music videos? Remember when MTV made political satire comedy cartoons? I remember MTV. This is the segment here where I'm going to talk about politics and current events and transgender issues. So up first, I'm going to take a little detour, and I'm just going to talk in broad strokes for the very first episode. What is gender dysphoria? I'm going to define it, and I'm going to put up front, this is an LGBTQ-friendly show, because I am a queer, bisexual, transgender woman, and I'm definitely going to be LGBTQ-friendly on this here podcast. And as such, I hope you, if you are in the LGBTQ family, or an ally of the LGBTQ community, I hope that you will enjoy this show and put us in your podcast queue. I will very much welcome any type of support we can get. So I'm going to talk about gender dysphoria and kind of how that relates to transgender and what it means to be trans. I'm going to be very, 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 very careful to stay out of gender fluid and non-binary topics because I'm going to be honest, I'm not all that fluent in those topics, but I'm definitely going to talk about what it means to be trans, at least to me and in my understanding. And I'm very excited because, you know, as a trans woman, I've got lots to say. This will not exclusively be trans topics, though. It will be stuff that's relevant to the trans community, but it's going to be political. This is where I'm going to talk politics or current events or newsy stuff. It could be gaming news. It could be horror news. I don't know, but this is where I'm going to keep all the news. So, as Walter Cronkite used to say, that's the way it is. Okay, so I know this sounds like it's going to be a long show. This here particular little preview is not going to be that long, but I wanted to give you a preview of what the show's format's going to look like so you can understand what you can get into, because this is going to be a heavy-duty 2 to 2.5 hour podcast. I'm going to give you that up front. We're going to have, 20-minute topics. I'm going to try to keep them concise, but we're going to have 5 to 7 topics each show.
It's going to be pretty meaty, and I'm looking forward to it, because I can talk. I love to talk. So for my comics topic, my first comics topic, I just kind of want to dabble a little bit in the DCEU versus the MCU, and kind of give a broad stroke overview of my thoughts of the two, and just kind of compare and contrast the two, and maybe, you know, plant my flag in whichever one I prefer, if I have a preference. And then at the end of the show, at the very, very end of the show, I'll have a very special, special segment that I'm not going to spoil or preview in this episode, but I'm going to go ahead and just say right now, it's going to be sort of in the vein of this particular topic, but a little bit more fun and playful, so I hope you enjoy. Remember, September 7th, come back to get an answer of what I think of the DCEU versus the MCU. Okay, so you may have noticed that little ditty right there does not sound all that too particular familiar. Yeah, it's just a quick little throw together of some random loops and sounds that I have compiled, because I used to be a musician, I used to be a music composer, I used to be a DJ and a music mixer. I used to produce music, I used to have my own record studio. Music topics, I'm going to be upfront and honest, will not be in every episode of the show. Sometimes we'll have them, sometimes we won't. This is what I'm going to classify as a floater topic, which is why it doesn't have a pop culture relevant or related little bumper music, if you want to call it that, segue. But I will have a music topic this week, and I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to tell you to get pumped up on the dance floor and get excited, because that's the way it is, and better get ready to rumble. And I love talking about music. I'm going to talk about music collecting. I'm going to talk about, maybe, you know, different genres of music. Maybe I'll talk about what music means to me. I'll try to have a music topic every week if I can. But I'm not going to promise, because, like I said, this is going to be a long show, and it's going to be a lot. So I'm going to put a lot of work into it. This is going to be it's probably going to be a once-a-week show. But there's a good possibility it'll be a one-every-other-week show, depending on how much effort I want to put into it. Because I'm gonna try my hardest to put a show out every week. Or at least put enough effort in to make this a good show. So, music. I've got a very, very fun, very, very special, very retro topic. But I don't want to spoil it. But I just want to say to get ready for this. Da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-dun. And that's it. That's all I have for this little preview episode. At the end of the actual show, I'll have sort of a little fun topic that I think is going to be as my sister calls it, a palate cleanser, but I think it's going to be a fun little, you know, clean slate kind of thing. Just be like, all right, that was a good juicy show. And then at the end, you're going to get a little game show-esque type fun and games, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to love it, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. I really hope that you enjoyed this little preview. I hope you took a little trip down memory lane and you enjoyed the little bumper musics. Those of you out there in copyright land, I was very careful not to use too much of your music, so please give me fair use on this, because this is a podcast and I'm going to be doing a lot of commentary and things of that nature. So thank you very much. If you enjoy this show, please give it a like, give it a subscribe, give it a thumbs up, and come back on September 7th for our premiere episode, which will be the format of the show is going to be about 2 to 2.5 hours thereabouts. On the high end, 2 hours and 45 minutes in that ballpark. But I'm trying my damn hardest not to have 3 hour shows, because no one wants to sit and listen to anybody ramble for 3 hours. I listen to a lot of 2, 2.5 hour podcasts, and I enjoy it. You know, talk, keep me entertained. I work a very dull office job where I just sit at a desk all day long, and I listen to podcasts. And I don't know what you do, but hopefully you have the kind of job, or at least the kind of job that has a commute, where you can listen to something once in a while, and you can put the show in your rotation. I really hope you will bookmark our page, Stephanie Bree 22 on If you go to Twitter, it's Stephanie Bree. It's at Stephanie Bree 22. Instagram is also at Stephanie Bree 22. And Facebook, it's at Stephanie Bree blog. Because, you know, Facebook is the little lame. All right. I'm going to do my hardest to be as raw and real as possible, but I'm going to keep it light and fluffy and give you a real me. Because I am a goofball, so you better expect there's going to be a ball of yarn running around in this show, and I'll be chasing after it. All right, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this and got something out of it. And please, please, please let me know what you thought and tell me how excited are you for the full actual episode where you'll get to hear my thoughts on all these topics. And again, as Walter Cronkite used to say, that's the way it is, but I'm going to end you with a better one and just say, stay cool.